Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, here's that Breitbart News headline that caught my eye yesterday. Former FBI agent to CNN. Verbiage about Trump being a dictator led to attempts on his life. It is interesting that you notice that what they say about Donald J. Trump is they say he is the danger. He is the threat. Because part of me, I don't go down this whole rhetoric is to blame. No, the reality is to blame. And the reality is they have crossed the line multiple times. They have crossed a red line in American politics where they have abused their positions of power to weaponize this government against their political opponents, not just Donald J. Trump with their phony indictments, but against you, the American people, against parents criticizing school boards, against peaceful pro-life protesters. And so I'm of those that fundamentally it's not rhetoric in the way people talk about the challenges facing our country or the candidates running to lead our country. It's the reality of what they are doing to this country. That's what is so threatening to this country and our republic. But I do think there is something to the effect of it. Well, let me just play this Hillary Clinton soundbite here. And by the way, that FBI agent lives in Livingston, Montana, the one who was on CNN on Sunday. He's going to be with us here in just a couple of minutes. But this is what Hillary Clinton said yesterday on MSNBC.
And I don't understand why it's so difficult for the press to have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is. The late, great journalist Harry Evans, said that, journalists should, really try to achieve objectivity. And by that, he said, I mean, they should cover the object. Well, the object in this case is Donald Trump, his demagoguery, his danger to our country and the world, and stick with it.
Yeah. So again, when we combine that with the 50 plus times that Democrats and the media used extreme rhetoric about President Trump, I think that's what people are referring to when they're saying that rhetoric is to blame for the assassination attempts on President Trump. I think it's the reality that's the greater blame here. The reality is they have crossed multiple red lines indicting a president and going after him in court and using the federal government to raid his own house. And when these deranged leftist nut jobs like the pink shirt guy in Miami in Florida on Sunday see that, they say, oh, well, these guys cross red lines, so I can cross red lines because he's the threat. Not his policies. He the person is the threat. Whereas again, this is why I say we shouldn't be blaming necessarily the rhetoric, because let's be honest, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester's policies are the threat. We don't say they individually are the threat. We say their policies are the threat. It's their policies that have us on the brink of World War III. It's their policies that have destroyed our national economy. It's their policies that are the threat. But they talk about Trump himself as the threat, not his policies.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. A federal judge recently sentenced a Queens, New York man to 13 months in prison for making more than 12,000 threatening calls to Congress and vowing to kill a congressional aide. The feds say Adai Salim Lilly threatened to kill at least one aide, quote, with a bomb or a grenade. The calls came between 2022 and 2023. Over 2 days in February 2023, Lilly called the Washington, D.C. office of one lawmaker more than 500 times. Federal prosecutors say that during the calls, Lilly would berate congressional staffers and become angry and use vulgar and harassing language. The U.S. Capitol Police investigated a staggering 8,000 threats lodged against members of Congress last year, but many threats are never prosecuted. U.S. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger said that threats targeting members of Congress has soared by more than 400%. Over the past 6 years. In July, a Florida man was charged with written threats to kill former President Trump and Republican vice presidential nominee and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hi, guys. It's Kimmy with Montana Harvest, and I am here with Joey, and she's going to share her testimony about the organic sulfur.
I've been using the organic sulfur for about 7 years now, and when I got started, I had a lot of ankle pain, knee pain, joint issues. And it took a while to get it worked out every morning, but eventually it would be all right and I'd go on with my day. So I heard about the sulfur. I came down to try it. After about 10 days, I noticed a tremendous difference. I take it religiously every day, twice a day. And like I said, for the last 7 years, I have no issues. I have no ankle pains, no joint issues of any kind. I would never go without it. It's wonderful stuff.
Give your body the nutrients it needs with great products from Montana Harvest. 1710 Grand Avenue.
Hi, this is Michael Ray with Montana Harvest with exciting news and a great opportunity for you. We just switched our Let's Stay Healthy program over to podcasting. Let'sStayHealthyMT.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code SUPPORT, or text SUPPORT to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code SUPPORT.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SUPPORT to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh man, thankfully we just got a message on our Montana Talks app from Tim in Savage out there on the Mondakistan border, Montana, North Dakota border. And he gives us the perfect intro for this next segment here. He's dangerous. He's a threat to the world. Hitler, fascist. I wonder why he's being shot at. Tim Clemente, a retired FBI counterterrorism agent, now joining us from Livingston. Tim, man, it was great. Such an honor meeting you in person a few weeks ago, and great to have you back on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of your CNN interview Sunday just after the news broke about this second assassination attempt on President Trump. Here we are now a couple of days later. What's standing out to you the most?
I think the fact that these political diatribes, as I called them on CNN, are continuing against Trump and Vance and RFK Jr. and anybody that supports Trump's potential election, with the ridiculous claims that, as you just read, that he's Hitler, that he's a threat to democracy, and all these other things that are the left often uses the term dog whistle, and it's always something that's preposterous and ridiculous, just a common statement that they twist into something else. You don't need to twist what they're doing. What they're doing is pointing the finger at him as probably the most evil human being that's ever lived, and therefore, you know, you use that old expression that if I could have killed Hitler as a baby, would I have? You know, and that's what, you know, you have these lunatics out there that listen to these words and act on them. And the goofball on Sunday that tried to do it, and that demented kid that tried to do it in Butler, Pennsylvania, they're the first two. They're far from the last two we're going to see.
Yeah, I'm always cautious to blame the rhetoric because, you know, the American system, our republic, and and voting in elections is based off of rhetoric. You have to be able to speak up about the failed policies of the other side, or to talk about why you disagree on policies. But that's where the key difference is here, is that like we can talk about the dangerous policies of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and John Tester, et cetera, but they don't want to focus on his policies. They want to call himself the danger and the threat. And then the reality, even worse than the rhetoric, is that they are crossing several red lines going after not just Trump, but any of their other political opponents, Tulsi Gabbard on a, you know, terror watch list, apparently. And so that sends the signal to these nut jobs out there that, well, hey, if they can cross red lines going after Trump, so can we.
Exactly. And this isn't political rhetoric that we're hearing, because it's not about politics. When you're saying Trump is an evil person and must be stopped, he must be eliminated, I believe that was the term a Democrat politician used on MSNBC on Sunday night, or maybe it was yesterday. And those kind of terms, it's not about, hey, you know, we have to defeat this guy's, this guy's potential policies that he wants to bring up. We have to defeat these. We have to make sure that they don't make it through the legislature and get signed by him. That's not what they're saying. What they're saying is this person is as evil as human beings can get, and we cannot allow him to ascend to a particular position that the American people might elect him to. So it's not that, hey, American electorate, Donald Trump wants to do this and this is bad. He wants to do that and that's bad. It's Donald Trump is just an evil human being, and you must help us stop him. Otherwise, he will be eliminated.
Kamala Harris said it's on us to recognize the threat Trump poses. Joe Biden said it's time to put Trump in a bullseye. He also said there is one existential threat. It is Donald Trump. And then, of course, we had a liberal Senator John Tester here in Montana talking about you need to just punch him in the face. I mean, there's just a laundry list of physical threats that are mentioned by Democrats and leftist media.
Yeah, and Aaron, look at the opposition. Look at what's said about Tim Sheehy by John Tester and about John Tester by Tim Sheehy supporters. I don't think you see Tim Sheehy saying that John Tester is evil and needs to be assassinated or anything even close to that. And I don't think people have said that about Joe Biden. There was the whole F Joe Biden movement, which was about Joe Biden as the president and what he's done to America by his policies. There was never, you know, people make fun of Joe Biden. They make fun of Kamala Harris not being very bright. You know, according to her personal statements, she doesn't appear to be very bright. But people don't attack them and say they should not exist. They're attacked, and it's said that their policies will be and will continue to be terrible for my community, my country, and the world. And so there's a big difference. And I don't think that a lot of people on the left realize, or maybe they do, the consequences of their language. And language can have consequences. It's why we don't yell fire in a movie theater to cause a stampede. And there's certain things that go outside of decorum. And I'm not saying any criticism of Donald Trump should be illegal. Absolutely not. You should be able to criticize him in any way. You just should not be able to call for his assassination.
Well, and yeah, you're right. Like the worst thing that you hear folks say about John Tester is it's time to send him back to the farm in Big Sandy. And then I have to remind them he ain't going back to Big Sandy. The folks in Big Sandy don't even want him back there. They're voting against him. He's going to go to K Street and he's going to, you know, make a bunch of money and cash in on his connections with Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats on Capitol Hill. That's my personal prediction anyway. Tim Clemente, if you can, stand by. I'd love to chat with you a little bit more here right after this break, right after our Farm and Ranch report. So stand by on the phone lines if you can. We'll chat more with you right after this. I want to get your kind of counterterrorism take on what's going on as well. Hail no, it happened again. But with more hail comes more deals. Storm into Brett's RV and Marine in Billings for the chance to shop their hail of a sale going on now. Due to hailstorms, they have lightly hail-damaged inventory available with savings over $60,000. Don't miss your chance to save with huge deals in your forecast. Take advantage of these great savings before they wash away. Damage to your RV? Check out Brett's Expert Body Shopper Service Center for free same-day hail damage estimates.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, I'm going to let you in on a wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they want you to think that unlimited data is fantastic. Well, the fact is, it's not. Pure Talk, my cell phone company, only charges you for data that you need. With just $25 a month, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 5 gigs of data, plus mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Save money, same service with Pure Talk.
Stepping up to help our veterans, Yellowstone Family Dental and KBUL News Talk 970. Teaming up to help a veteran that may need extensive dental work. Now through October 31st, go to the KBUL website, click on the Yellowstone Family Dental button, and get registered. One lucky Montana veteran will get a full mouth restoration at no cost, thanks to Yellowstone Family Dental and Dr. Larson. A veteran or their family member may submit their information for them. Click on the link on the KBUL website or app.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
Central Montana will be playing host this week to the Montana Angus Tour based out of Lewistown. There will be tour participants from across the nation and the world, in fact, several hundred attending this one-of-a-kind event showcasing the premier Angus genetics and the Big Sky landscape and all that Central Montana has to offer. So I will be heading home to my hometown of Lewistown to participate in the tour this week. Things are underway this morning with the annual golf scramble. If you hear me yell four, I would encourage you to duck. Again, the golf scramble underway today, along with the annual meeting of the Angus Association and dinner taking place at the Trade Center in Lewistown. Then the tour officially underway on Wednesday morning, going all across the Judith Basin. Then on Thursday, heading out to Denton, Lewistown, and Hillger Country. Again, the Montana Angus Tour underway over the next few days there in Lewistown. We'll have more to report here throughout the week. In other news, the American Lamb Board is allocating funds through their cooperative funding programs to help local sheep producers and others cost share marketing efforts that align with the Lamb Board's mission to grow awareness and demand for American lamb. Applications must be submitted by September 30th. More can be found at AmericanLamb.org. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, great to have Tim Clemente joining us for a few more minutes here from Livingston, Montana, a retired FBI counterterrorism agent. He was on CNN on Sunday after the news came out of a second assassination attempt on President Donald J. Trump. But Tim, man, it was so great to meet you in Livingston just, 3 weeks ago, I think it was now. I had the honor of serving as MC for the Park County Lincoln Reagan dinner. We did a great event at Riverside Hardware in downtown Livingston. And then you came and joined us on the radio show that Friday morning from Yellowstone Sporting Goods. And so I think we might have just missed each other in probably Iraq, Afghanistan. I might have just missed you in East Africa or something like that. But it was fun catching up with you. Given your background and your expertise in counterterrorism, what's your read on what took place Sunday, especially after we already had an attempt on President Trump's life? How does this happen again? And what are some of the questions that, your friends in Livingston that know your background, what have they been asking you as you've run into them across town?
Well, the primary thing, Aaron, is prevention is not being practiced. And, I'm sure you're aware of this with your military background, but as far as major crimes, like major terrorist events, like a jewelry heist, a bank robbery, big crimes like that. Now, ordinary street crimes can be crimes of opportunity, where a guy's walking down the street, he sees somebody with a beautiful car, get out of their car, leave it running, and go into a store, and so he decides to steal their car. That happens. That's a crime of opportunity. That's taking advantage of something you saw right then and there. You're a criminal, you have criminal intent, and you do something bad. But things like this, assassination attempts on famous people, assassination attempts on presidents, former presidents, political candidates, those are preceded by what's known as pre-attack surveillance. And an attacker will do an intelligence gathering mission of some sort. In Butler, Pennsylvania, you had that deranged kid sending a drone up, looking at the site, walking around, riding his bike, looking as closely as he could as what the situation was for the vulnerabilities that the Secret Service unfortunately left in that event. And then here on Sunday, you had the same thing, only now we find out that that guy with that AK-47 was laying behind that chain link fence for apparently 12 hours before he was spotted by the Secret Service. And so that tells me there's no advance team that's going to the golf course that this president visits quite regularly and plays golf at, I think, multiple times a week on a lot of weeks. And they're not out there actually scouring that beforehand, which terrifies me. It tells me that they're obviously not taking this seriously enough. And it's probably a manpower issue. They're just not allocating the finances to that protection detail to allow them to have the man hours they need to go out and properly protect this protectee, who we know is under threats from Iranian state-sponsored terror, and also obviously from a lot of deranged individuals. So that's what scares me the most and concerns me the most, is that guy should have been spotted, and Donald Trump should never have gone anywhere near the fifth or sixth hole on his own golf course without there have been some kind of advance done prior. And by prior, I don't mean right before he gets to that hole. When he's on the fourth hole, they're advancing the fifth hole. That's not an advance team. An advance team goes out the day before, the night before, hours before, and is making sure everything's secure, and then allowing the protectee into that perimeter. And obviously that's not happening.
Well, and one thing Dan Bongino, a former Secret Service agent, pointed out very early on was after the last debacle in Butler, Pennsylvania, okay, so the Secret Service director, the potato chip saleswoman, DEI hire, she steps down, but then they just take the number two guy and put him in the number one slot. And Bongino's like, he's the guy who was responsible for the resource allocation. So obviously you fail up in the Biden administration. No wonder we have another failure.
Exactly. And I think Donald Trump made a great point in the debate last week when he said, yeah, those people are pissed at me because I fired them, talking about all these Republicans or pseudo-Republicans that are supporting Kamala now. And then he says, you guys never fire anybody. And it's true. Why was that woman allowed to step in front of Congress weeks after an assassination attempt and talk about, or actually on a CBS interview, I think it was 60 Minutes, talk about the slope of the roof being too dangerous for protection detail to be on? Just ridiculous, utterly preposterous statement. Why was she allowed to do that and still be the acting director of the Secret Service? And that's the problem, is that she should have been fired.
Let's go back to Tim Clemente, retired FBI counterterrorism agent, now lives in Livingston, Montana. Tim, yeah, it sounds like you had a great point you were just about to make with regard to this whole bureaucratic incompetence and failing upwards, which has been a pattern in the Biden-Harris regime.
Well, you know, we always had a problem in this, in the FBI and in federal agencies as a whole, especially in Washington, D.C., where middle management was basically self-promoted, and then they move up into upper management. And so you don't have the guys on the ground that have all this great experience and expertise moving into those higher echelon offices and running agencies. You have people that are bureaucrats that are moving up. And you know, directors of the FBI have traditionally come from the judiciary and other places rather than people that had the experience on the ground. And I'm using the term guys very specifically because the selection process in the Secret Service obviously is not what it should be. It should look like an NFL combine because you have to have people that are physically capable of protecting that protectee. We saw in Butler, Pennsylvania, when the shots were fired, a few very big guys jumped on top of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's 6'2 or whatever. So you need guys that are 6'3, 6'5, whatever, bigger, larger, faster, stronger than Donald Trump around him so that they could have very easily grabbed that protectee as soon as the threat level was low enough, the shots were no longer being fired, and run off that stage with him. Instead, you have 5'3" women cowering behind Donald Trump, unable to reholster weapons. And so there was a process, obviously, of a selection process within the Secret Service that just promoted people into the position of a very high-level protection detail. It's not the PPD. It's not the Presidential Protection Detail, but it's close to it.
Yeah.
They should never have been there, should never have been hired. And that is a very big problem. And whoever's making the decisions in the Secret Service, like the woman that was the director saying she wanted 30% female hires, well, it's a ridiculous thing to say because unless 30% of your protectees are women and they're petite women, there should never be a petite woman in the Secret Service on a protection detail.
That's right. Now, now contrast that. I mean, I like your point about get the men and women on the ground that have actually had tactical experience that then make these decisions at the top. And I think about like the DEA, for example. Man, Stacy Zinn, she's a petite woman, but she's a badass. She knows how to holster a weapon or two. And I'd love it if Donald Trump puts her in charge of the DEA, you know, the national DEA. She headed up the DEA here in Montana, and she's someone who could get the job done. But yeah, maybe wouldn't be the best protective detail for a 6 foot tall man. But for running the DEA, heck yeah, throw her in the ring. Tim Clemente, an honor to chat with you once again. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Aaron. Good talking to you.
All right, appreciate it. I think we got another guest joining us right after this quick break. And then coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we've got John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, joining us. Or the Joker from X, I should say now. And yeah, lots to come.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The study of demographics, specifically the age structure of the Montana population, is both complicated and simple. It evolves in slow motion, yet its impacts always seem to surprise us. And the challenges it presents Montana businesses, governments, and communities are formidable. With each passing decade, it becomes apparent that the increase in birth rates after World War II that produced the baby boom generation was an aberration. The number of children born to women of childbearing age was falling before and has fallen since that 20-year period. The so-called demographic dividend we enjoyed until recently, when boomers helped increase the size of the workforce relative to total population, is over. That's been replaced with what you might call a demographic hangover, as an outsized generation of now retirees depend on a smaller current workforce. And the drop in childbearing continues to challenge everything from churches to universities. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I've been playing sports all my life. Little football, basketball, pickleball, cross training, mud events, you know, Spartan races and things like that.
For Dr. Eric Williams, a successful chiropractor, staying active means everything. So when nagging knee pain slowed him down, he didn't want drugs or invasive surgery. He found a natural way to get lasting relief. QC Kinetics Cellular Therapies.
We're using my body's natural abilities to get better. And that's huge. In time, that's going to be the way of the future. You know, using your own body's ability to heal. Now I can play day to day and not have that severe pain.
Now he's back out there doing what he loves, thanks to QC Kinetics.
Life is good. You're not going to slow me down.
Leave the pain behind and get moving. Book your free consultation today with QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263. 406-201-6263.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
The Sugar Show takes a blow in Vegas, but he'll be back on top. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Helena, Montana native Sugar Sean O'Malley climbed his way to the top of one of the tallest mountains in sports, becoming a world champion UFC fighter just over 1 year ago. He retained his title back in March, and then at UFC 300, he was the host of the official after party. Anyway, he suffered a loss Saturday night, but he'll be back on top. Full story, MontanaTalks.com.
Hey, if you have ugly yellow toe fungus, you gotta hear about the secret 2-minute trick that I found for my husband. It works from both the inside and the outside. Thousands of people are using it to get rid of their toe fungus. You can check it out at crystalflush.com. Jake started off with a small spot on his big toe, and then it spread and got really bad. His toes were nasty. It was so embarrassing. He was afraid to take his socks off. He hid his yellow and crumbly toes from everyone. He tried everything to get rid of it. Nothing helped. And then we found crystalflush.com. It was the only thing that worked. In just a few weeks, his toes looked amazing. He's now walking around barefoot again. You guys need to try this. I'm telling you, this stuff is different. It's not sold in stores, but go check it out at crystalflush.com. They'll even let you try it risk-free so you have nothing to lose. But whatever you do, don't let it get worse. You don't have to live with this anymore. Go check it out now. Just click over to crystalflush.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, hold on 1 second. I gotta send this out. Send out this tweet here. I gotta post this on X.com. This is from MSNBC. Take it from MSNBC. If you want to block Kamala Harris, you gotta vote against Liberal Senator John Tester, and you gotta vote for Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. MSNBC, this was the headline that I was referring to. MSNBC has an opinion headline on their website right now. Here's the headline: Why Montana might be the biggest roadblock to Harris's plans. And then if you go further down, they feature this quote from this story: a shaky Senate race in Montana might be all it takes to block any hopes for a Democratic trifecta in January. Let that one sink in. They are hoping they can recapture the House. They are hoping they can hold on to the White House with Kamala Harris. That's what they're hoping for. That's what they think is possible. So that is why MSNBC is putting this message out to all their left-wing activists across the country that if they want a trifecta, if they want unchecked control in Washington, D.C., they are telling their fellow leftists that's why they have to support John Tester. So if you want to block a potential Democrat trifecta in January, you've got to vote against this far-left wacko John Tester and in support of Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. So far, though, the polling looks great for the Republicans. In the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I mentioned AARP, which is a left-wing advocacy group. AARP did a Montana poll And these were the numbers. President Trump, 56%. Vice President Kamala Harris, 41%. In the Senate race, Tim Sheehy, 49%. John Tester, 41%. And you just go on and on down the list. Governor Gianforte with 54%. Old Fussy Bussy, the Democrat gun-grabbing candidate for governor, 38%. He's polling worse than Kamala Harris is. That's pretty embarrassing. And then in the Western District for U.S. House, Ryan Zinke, 49%. Far leftist Monica Trinnell at 43%. She's even outpolling John Tester. And then for the Eastern Congressional District, Troy Downing just with a massive lead there. But his Democrat opponent has basically already conceded the race and says that Troy Downing will do a great job. All comes down to the ground game, though, doesn't it? Our friend Henry Kriegel, Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity Montana, now with us in this segment brought to you by Americans for Prosperity Montana. Henry, great to have you back on the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Aaron. And that's perfect to lead to our segment this morning. And I just want to note that the Bozeman Chronicle put out forced to publish this opinion piece on Saturday, written by, co-signed by maybe 8 or 10 business leaders from around the state, spanning the political spectrum. The title of this guest editorial was Business Leaders Decry Attacks on Sheehy and Bridger Aerospace. And they go on to debunk all the bogus attacks on Tim Sheehy and his business. They laud the fact that he's created good-paying jobs for Montanans, helping people buy homes here in the area, providing a valued service to the state of Montana. And what do these people do at this time? They attack him. Why? Because he's running for the U.S. Senate. This is a shameless political attack, claiming that the taxpayers would be liable for the bond that she has for Bridger Aerospace, which debunked by the Gallatin County Commissioners and these business leaders. And the reason why they're doing it, these offers say, is because he's running for the U.S. Senate. And rather than laud and applaud business leaders and job creators, which is what we ought to do, because they are the risk takers. They're the ones providing quality jobs for people, helping them support families throughout the state of Montana. Rather than uphold these people, they're trying to tear them down. Why? Because they're trying to find any possible way to give voters a reason to vote no for Tim Sheehy. So the attacks are relentless. The attacks are largely scurrilous. You pointed it out yourself the other day with your post on X, which I also amplified about how ridiculous some of these attacks are, you know, claiming that Sheehy's healthcare policies were going to shut down Montana hospitals. And even the hospital, I believe, in Lewistown, protested the use, the visual of their hospital in the Tester ad.
Yeah, it was crazy. All these hospitals, hospitals were calling out John Tester's campaign and basically said he was lying, and then scared all of these people's customers thinking that their hospital was going to get shut down. So hospitals across the state, including the hospital in Lewistown, said our hospital is not in danger of closing. In fact, we're actually focused on expansion, something to that effect. And yeah, that guest opinion column you referenced, Jeff Southworth and 18 co-signers authored this guest opinion column going after these absurd attacks on Bridger Aerospace and these absurd attacks on the business that Tim Sheehy started in Belgrade, Montana. Jeff Southworth is the president of Allied Steel, a great manufacturer in Lewistown, Montana. You had Brian Siebel, of G2It co-author this piece, Don Cape. Dick Anderson of Dick Anderson Construction. I mean, he's not somebody who, I mean, he's endorsed Democrats in the past too, so he's not just some knee-jerk partisan Republican. The CEO of Murdoch's Ranch and Home Supply, Tony Martell, Martell Construction, Matthew McDonnell on this, Josh Smith, Montana Knife Company, I mean, Kennetrek Boots president. I mean, this is a distinguished list of Montana business leaders who are calling out these BS attacks on against Bridger Aerospace coming from Tester and the Democrats.
Absolutely. And I just want to read one sentence from this thing, which I kind of paraphrased. Quote, being a job creator is not a cause for public vilification, but rather a feat that should be celebrated. End quote.
Yeah.
Says it right there.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what we ought to be doing. But these people on the left, they have no shame. They don't celebrate prosperity. They don't celebrate people rising up and being able to be homeowners. I mean, I knocked doors in Belgrade recently. And I happened to knock on one of Tim Sheehy's friends. In fact, his daughter was there playing with the homeowner's kid. And then just a few doors down, a 29-year-old young man answered the door. And he was wearing a Bridger Aerospace hat and, of course, a baseball cap. And, of course, I asked him who we'd likely support if the U.S. Senate race is being held today. And then he said, yeah, sure, Tim Sheehy. I said, how is it working at Bridger Aerospace? You know what this young man said? The best employer I've ever had. He said, all of our people feel that way. It is a great place to work.
Yeah,
that's the reality on the ground here.
Frank Mealy, and you know, because, man, I've been traveling the state doing these AFP Montana events, just talking to everyday folks. But, man, you guys have been knocking like 400,000 some, or you've been knocking doors and reached probably 400,000 Montanans. And so, what you just said, too, about prosperity. Frank Mealy, the former editor of the Daily Interlake in Kalispell, he wrote a piece for Real Clear Politics, and he made the point that you just made, which is he believes that these attacks on Tim Sheehy's success, especially as a Navy SEAL veteran, that they backfired on John Tester and Chuck Schumer and the Democrats because Montanans actually, we admire economic success. We think that the American dream is a good thing, not a bad thing. But Tester is so far left that he thought this would be a good attack.
Yes, exactly. It fits into the image of Montana of rugged individualism. We carve a path. We carve a life. We homestead it out here. And this young man, relatively young man, and his wife started this business from scratch with their business partner and made it a multi-million-dollar operation, hiring literally hundreds of Montanans and providing a valued service, putting out wildfires that threaten public and private lands. And what does the other side do? They complain. They lie. They lie about his record on public lands. Well, while they're discrediting, attempting to discredit Sheehy, Tim Sheehy was flying missions over in the Helena area trying to put out that wildfire.
That's right. Saving homes, saving lives, public land, you name it. Yeah. Henry, if you can, stand by. We got to hit the hard break here. But if you can, I want to get some final thoughts from you right after this. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you. 406-294-0970. Or you can message us on the Montana Talks app.
Now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
These humans can stream all the top-rated national news channels on DirecTV, and now with no satellite dish.
This just in. Weather, sports, election coverage. DirecTV has it all, but something is missing. The satellite dish.
What are you doing?
I'm reporting the news. Back to you, Bob.
Here's some news. You're a buffoon.
Stream the top-rated national news channels. No satellite dish. Visit DirectTV.com. Internet required. Top-rated news based on 2023 Nielsen ratings.
News commentary.
A dating expert claims what many of us already know to be true about liberal women. I'm Tommy Lahren. Find out next.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
The law of attraction isn't necessarily scientific, but it has a proven pattern. Opposites tend to attract. Dating guru and author of the 2008 book, The Manual, A True Bad Boy Explains How Men Think, Date, and Mate, and What Women Can Do to Come Out on Top, Steve Santagati, puts it bluntly. Liberal women prefer conservative men. Now, this might seem antithetical to everything they believe in, but as Santagati notes, even if liberal women don't necessarily like the idea of a conservative man, they do like to feel safe, secure, and provided for. Conservative men over their liberal counterparts have those qualities. Santagati goes on to explain to Fox Digital that while liberal women may claim to resent traditional gender roles, in reality, they gravitate to them and prefer masculinity. And while liberal women are quite predictably polling in favor of Kamala and Walls, perhaps they should take their own natural desire to feel safe into consideration when casting their vote in November. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Dan Bongino here for Lone Star Transfer. Many timeshare owners are upset that their yearly dues continue to increase. With an A-plus rating at the BBB and over 900 five-star testimonials, Lone Star Transfer is the only company you can trust guaranteeing the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. My friends have helped over 18,000 owners legally and permanently get out. Call my friends today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4864. Or LoneStarTransfer.com.
You hear more and more about identity theft in the news every day. That's because so much of your personal info is out of your control, like your insurance provider that has your social security number and your favorite retailer that has your payment details. If they get breached, your information's vulnerable. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second for threats. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code PLAY at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Darneel Insurance, your independent insurance agent.
When you're looking at your insurance and maybe you're insuring your home or you're insuring a commercial building, take a minute and look at the limit of coverage on that structure and realize how much costs have changed, how much building materials have gone up, labor has increased, what it takes to rebuild that house or that building. Make sure you have an adequate limit and don't be surprised at how high it has gotten.
Call Darneel Insurance 652-4180, your independent insurance agent.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Earlier this hour, we talked with a former FBI counterterrorism agent who now lives in Livingston, Montana, talking about the second assassination attempt on President Trump. Congressman Corey Mills out of Florida, fellow veteran, he was on with Jesse Waters last night. I want to try to play a little bit about what he had to say as well. First, though, let's go back to Henry Kriegel, Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Montana. Henry, I shared those poll numbers earlier in these critical elections here in Montana, and I made the point it all comes down to the ground game. That's something you are intently focused on. What can our listeners do to help? How can they get engaged with you guys and AFP Montana?
Thank you so much. Yes, AFP Action is knocking doors. We've hit over 350,000 individual homes during this since December 8th hit when we started this campaign. You can join us. We will teach you how to canvass to win votes. That's what it's all about. Door knocking to win votes for Tim Sheehy to win this U.S. Senate election. As you mentioned earlier, Aaron, have him become the 51st senator on the Republican side, a policy champion, as a firewall to prevent whatever bad stuff might happen at the White House. God forbid we lose that race, or amplify that which is good. So you can join us. Give me a call, 406-581-5410, 406-581-5410. We will plug you into one of our field offices throughout the state of Montana. This Saturday, all of us will be knocking the doors for Tim Sheehy, You can join us. We'll provide you the training. We'll provide you a great experience. You'll be knocking doors and talking about freedom and liberty and prosperity for Montanans. Man, what a great way to spend the fall on autumn Saturday. Come out and join us. And
get some exercise at the same time. That's right. And you got a great crew. You got great teammates all across the state. It's been a pleasure working with them for these Bidenomics events that we've been doing. Just great teammates all around. I love that firewall analogy Henry just used right there, too, because, you know, you think about it, you know, Tim Sheehy being an aerial firefighter, if, God forbid, President Trump does not win back the White House, if Republicans do not control the House, we need him to take back control of the U.S. Senate and drop some fire retardant on the flames that are going to be coming policy-wise in Washington. So what an analogy there. This is Congressman Corey Mills talking about this second assassination attempt against President Trump. He was on with Jesse Waters last night.
Well, I was a counter-sniper with the State Department, just to make the quick correction, but I am a U.S. Army combat veteran as well, the proud 82nd. But look, the bottom line is, Jesse, why don't we go back to what Joe Biden said, where he said we need to put Trump back in the bullseye? Why don't we go to Kamala Harris, who is actually part of the Minnesota Bail Fund, who is encouraging the incitement of continual violations and criminality in Minnesota? Oh, just happens to be where Waltz is from. So I'm going to go ahead and call it for what it is. We should have had a bigger bubble and bigger perimeter by the Secret Service. This is two failures where the perimeter and the bubble was too small and too reduced. You've got a rifle which can shoot out well beyond 500 yards, and the president was within that 500-yard barrier. You had 150 yards from Thomas Crooks on July 13th at Butler, PA. While I applaud the Secret Service for getting involved and trying to mitigate this threat, like Mike Waltz was just saying, the threat should basically amount to the resources and assets available, not the title you carry. There is arguably no one more threatened than President Trump, who's now had two assassination attempts against him. So why is the Secret Service denying the resources and assets when we know that they have billions and billions of dollars that we appropriate through Congress, and they're doing nothing with it? I encourage the president to get private security, who has special operations guys out of the unit, out of SEAL Team 6, and out of other soft units to be able to do this on the internal ring until the Secret Service can actually get answers and do the job. But the rhetoric, that's coming from the left, and they're the ones that need to tone it down.
All right, there you go. Well said there by Corey Mills. John Jackson, the Joker from X. We should probably just stop calling it Twitter. It just sounds better, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, but we're going to call him John Jackson, the Joker from X. He'll be with us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. John, you want to stick around for the 9 o'clock hour, too? I got two thumbs up. He's going to stick around. Two thumbs up. One thumb up for the 8 o'clock hour, one thumb up for the 9 o'clock hour. He's with us for the next 2 hours, taking your calls and more.
As Montanans, we know better than anyone what a tough winter feels like. But for some, a tough winter equals a tough time affording heating costs. If you or someone you know could use help, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program is available. If eligible, LIHEAP pays a portion of winter energy bills, and Northwestern Energy provides additional energy discounts. Enrollment for LIHEAP begins October 1st. Visit northwesternenergy.com/heat for details.
Let's see, what do we got coming up on Tuesday's Montana Talks? I got nothing in the calendar. Now, something big could break between now and then, but hey, in the meantime, we'll plan on taking your phone calls, and hey, maybe I should see if that wild man, that joker from Twitter, John Jackson, maybe we'll see if that guy wants to stick around for Tuesday's show. We take your phone calls and more Montana Talks. It's very fast moving because it's the show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana, statewide, 9 to 10, Monday through Friday.
KBUL AM 970 Billings, K277DS 103.3 FM Billings, a Town Square Media station.